It's typical military family housing with 2 to 4 bedrooms. There are rows and rows of the houses in the neighborhoods clustered around training grounds and a giant runway at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson on the east side of Anchorage.
You have the family room here, and we've decided to make it into our exercise room. Here you have the kitchen. It's kind of an open bar arrangement here. And then going into the next room, we'll see where the living room is, and we've kind of made it into it's a longer room, so we made it to a living room office.
That's Major Joseph Koss-Koslett, the public affairs director for Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, touring me around his on-base four-bedroom house. Military families are used to moving, Koslett says. They often like on-base housing, but when they can't find it, they usually look off-base for one thing.
Typical three-bedroom house where you'll have a master bedroom and two smaller bedrooms.
Koslett says if the F-16 transfer goes through, that's what a whole lot of military families will be looking for in Anchorage. The military estimates the move will save roughly $227 million. The Air Force says at least 700 military and civilian personnel plus their families would move to Anchorage with the squadron by 2015. There is on-base housing at J-Bear, but the vacancy rate is only 3%. The vacancy rate is also low off-base, and that's something city leaders are thinking about.
Where do you put a couple thousand people?
Including Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan.
The military, you know, has a big responsibility ahead of them. If they're going to transfer that many people down from Fairbanks with the F-16 group, they're going to have to work really hard with the local community to make sure there is housing.
As far as buying goes, there's just not that much available. Mary Cox is a broker with REMAX. She's an expert on single-family properties in Anchorage and Eagle River.
If I look at the inventory available at the end of May last year, there were 1,015 properties available last year. And this year, there's 793 as of today. And so there's less inventory. And yet the number of sales are about the same as they were last year. So the buyers do have less to choose from.
And Cox says there are just about 60 houses on the market right now in the more affordable range, between $225,000 and $250,000. That means the F-16 transfer could spur a small building boom in Anchorage. City planners say most of the vacant, biddable land in the Anchorage Bowl is scattered, and the city is running out of room for single-family homes. Karen Iverson is a senior planner with the municipality. She says, according to a recent housing study, the one place there is room to grow is in the Chugiak Eagle River area. Andre Spinelli is the owner of a home building company in Anchorage. Spinelli says in the big scheme of things, the F-16 transfer isn't a lot of people, maybe 20% to 30% of our projected population growth for the year. But Spinelli says his company has been preparing for the projected population increases. They're poised to supply housing for military personnel should the F-16 transfer go through.
I'm currently building in about 3 locations in Eagle River, and the single family houses we're building in a subdivision called Powder Ridge that Aklutna developed, and those single family homes they're in and around 350 to 450,000 range.
And Spinelli says his company is about to break ground on a development of townhouses in downtown Eagle River and another of duplex-style townhomes in East Anchorage, all in the $250,000 price range. However, until the transfer is official and people start laying down down payments, he and other builders are waiting. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.